So Tom, we were walking over here and you said a game of two halves, and it certainly was.
Yeah, exactly was that. To be fair, we came out of the blocks firing. We wanted to do that, but that was our game plan and we did it. Chesney had a yellow card, let him back into it with a couple of tries. But we finished the second half quite well and we started the second half with a bang as well. So we got the 54 points and then we turned our heads off. So
You probably can't print what Ollie might have said to you at the end of the match, but he certainly wasn't a happy coach.
No, it was a bit, he mentioned a bit embarrassing, which is true, but, you know, they changed their game plan, they had nothing to lose, and they played loose to them, they came at us, and they played with good tempo, and we couldn't hack it. Maybe scoring 54 points is too early on is a bad thing for us.
Yeah, and then this time last year, I was interviewing you at Molesey, that's it. And you were injured, but you managed to start this campaign fit.
Yeah.
And you know, I think trying to lead by example, certainly in the centre.
Yeah. You know, I do carry a bit of experience, which is a good thing for this team. You know, last week I was the youngest guy, oldest guy on the pitch at 26. So we've got a very young team. We've got a very young team, and you know, myself, Chesney, and stuff. We've got to show examples and we've got to lead the way.
And you mentioned the yellow card from Chris Chesney, but outside of that, someone like him in the forwards with his experience, is he helping to bring on some of the younger lads?
Definitely. You know, with a guy who's had God knows how many appearances in Premiership and then down in Toulon, you know, it's priceless really for this kind of team. And with the young guys we've got already, they can only benefit from a guy like him.
And a few years ago, Isha walked this division when they came down from the Championship. But the nature of the beast has changed quite a bit. And there's lots of strong teams. And certainly Ealing looked to be one of the, you know, the ones that are flying away at the moment. Come the rest of the season, do you think the matches against Ealing are going to be the real important ones, home and away?
Yeah, you know, on the league table, they look the team to beat. And, you know, they keep winning, then we've got to turn them over home and away, I guess. And they are the crucial games. But in the meantime, we've got to keep winning our games leading up to that. And at this league, they're all tough games. You know, like all Albania show second half here, they score, I guess, in 30 points in 30 minutes, really. So that's impressive.
And I think, you know, looking at it, 54 points and you're disappointed, you know, you can work on that and improve. And that's one of the, you know, maybe other teams can't improve as much as Isha can.
Yeah, I guess so. If we kept the pedal on, we could have got maybe 70 points. And we would have gone away with the happiest face in the world, you know, but it wasn't the B, and they came back into it, and the score looks like a tight game. But I think deep down we know that we were the better team, and we could build on that, and we scored 54.